This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's defense minister says the intense Israeli military offensive in the southern Gaza Strip will soon be scaled back, but he is ruling out a ceasefire. At a news conference Monday, Yoav Gallant said Israel recently ended its intensive ground operation in northern Gaza after taking military control of the area. The statement comes a day after the White House called on Israel to curtail its offensive. A dire warning from the United States about catastrophe in Gaza. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
It's being called an unprecedented humanitarian crisis. The UN says Israel's war against Hamas has displaced most of the millions who live in Gaza and pushed more than a quarter of them into starvation. Authorities there say more than 24,000 people have died. The White House says it's time for Israel to scale back its military offensive. But Israel blames Hamas for the high death toll, saying its fighters use civilian buildings and launch attacks from highly populated urban areas. Israel began its offensive when Hamas attacked it on October 7th, killing 1,200 people and taking hundreds of hostages. I'm Rita Foley.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Monday marks the official start to the Republican Party U.S. presidential nominating contest with the Midwestern state of Iowa caucuses. Former President Donald Trump is dominating the contest in polling, but second place might be up for grabs between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, who says it should be her.
And we know that momentum that we take from Iowa is going to go into New Hampshire. It's going to get even stronger in South Carolina until we finish this. This will be a two-person race with me and Donald Trump.
This is VOA News.